Minnesota State University men's hockey program has been up and running for 51 years. The Mavericks went from a local phenomenon to a D1 contender. 6'2" forward Tim Jackman became the first MSU player to get selected in the NHL draft when the Columbus Blue Jackets tabbed a Minnesota high school all-stater with the 38th overall choice in the 2000 draft. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to the show, Sports and Commentary. And this is a program you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web for all the connection info you need at WWIB.com. Tim Jackman is 38 now, 4 years removed from the NHL, married with a family, and coaching at the fabulous North Star Academy program in Alexandria, Minnesota. Their facilities are state-of-the-art, and you'll find it right off the interstate there in Alec. And Tim Jackman, welcome to the show. We're talking hockey today, your career and your faith. But before we dive into the past with you in hockey, I want to talk about the present. I mean, we should be watching NHL Stanley Cup playoff action every night on TV. But, of course, because of the COVID pandemic, the season was shut down. Gary Bettman's come out with a plan to reopen the postseason here, very creative plan. We'll see if that takes place. Training camps for that, I think he said, would open like July 1st or something. Well, we don't talk about that, but could you ever have imagined that right now we would not have the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs here?
Yeah, no. It's just kind of hard to believe. You know, it's such a fun time in sports right now. There's a lot of sports fans. And hockey, you have hockey and baseball and basketball, the basketball playoffs. So, yeah, missing the NHL playoffs, though, is the best time of year for hockey, in my opinion. And, yeah, it's just kind of a surreal, weird kind of deal that's going on.
It really is, isn't it? You played in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Tell us about your postseason experiences.
I was on two playoff teams with the Anaheim Ducks. And the 1 year I broke my hand right before the playoffs, so that was pretty devastating to me. And then the next year, we made it to the conference finals with the Ducks. We made it to Game 7 against Chicago Blackhawks to go to the Stanley Cup. We were at home and we lost. We lost to Chicago, and they went on to win the Stanley Cup. I think it was their third one. So just the incredible time in my life. I had my wife. We had our first child playing in the playoffs. Our first round was against Winnipeg, which was an incredible experience because Canada loves hockey. And the whole rink was sold out for warm-ups and just some of the things, the chants that they were doing and trying to get under, you know, trying to get that home ice advantage. It was just a neat place to play. For the first time to have Winnipeg back in the playoffs was just a real fun experience. And there's nothing like playoff hockey. It was an awesome time. I thought we were going to win the Stanley Cup, but it wasn't meant to be.
Six NHL teams, 14 years as a pro, including 483 games over 12 seasons with those National Hockey League teams, and then it came to a close. Curtain came down in Anaheim at age 34, and you're married with a family. You go back to school at Minnesota State Mankato to complete your degree. What was that like after all that time away from the classroom and lectures and finals at age 34?
Well, it was a challenging time. For sure, during it, at certain times, I remember one of the first semesters in college, I had to take a swimming class, and I was doing the backstroke, looking at the ceiling, wondering what has happened. I was just playing in the National Hockey League. Now I'm in college with 20-year-old students doing the backstroke in a pool. I was like, what has happened to my life? This is crazy, and it was tough. You know, I wasn't not crazy about school. I never was. It was really to help me. I really wanted to learn about coaching. And it was a humbling experience, because to learn and to see how hard these coaches work and the time and effort that it takes to run a hockey team and then to have somebody come in who, you know, played at the highest level for a pretty long time, to think that he I know quite a bit when actually I don't, was pretty humbling. And I just got to learn a lot, and it was a great experience. And
yeah, but walking up on that stage to get your degree must have been something really special for you.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty neat too. There was another player that played in the NHL. His name is Ryan Carter. He played for the Minnesota Wild, and we walked together because he did, you know, our careers kind of came to an end at the same time, and he was doing the same thing as I was. So pretty fun to see us both graduate together. I think he was a year younger than me or 2 years younger than me, but both of us finishing our career and then finishing our degree.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we're out of time for today's show, Tim, so I'm going to ask you to come back. And we're going to reel back your career and begin with maybe youth hockey or high school hockey there in Minnesota, and all the way through the NHL, how you found the Lord. So thank you for being here today, and we will talk again on the show very soon, all right?
Okay, that'd be great.